Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, it's Friday. Let's recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi checking in from New York now via Google Chat. So, Jordy, I guess before Brad Pitt and before Billy Bob Thornton, Angelina Jolie was with Mick Jagger?
That's absolutely correct. There's a juicy new tell-all out that reveals that Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger was absolutely infatuated with Angelina Jolie after she appeared in one of their music videos back in 1997. So, of course, you know, the swooner that he is, he pursued her for 2 years. Angelina was very resistant, but according to the book, he won her over and they embarked on this 2-year love affair. And she was actually married to Johnny Lee Miller at the time that Mick was pursuing her.
Wait for it, wait for it. I guess he must have had the moves like Jagger because he is.
You had to go there.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised the magazine didn't go there. Did you? In the print version?
Oh, no. That would have been a great idea, though.
See, I knew it. See, I can think like Life and Style Weekly now. Exactly. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So now that Howard Stern, a part of America's Got Talent, they have to tape in the tri-state area. Nick Cannon hosts the show. He's out there. Mariah Carey has relocated from Los Angeles as well. And now the couple and the rest of their family, their kids, have a new house, huge mansion. Where is it? How big is it, Jordy?
Nick and Mariah just swooped up a $15 million Hamptons mansion. And obviously, this is not their first home. They have an apartment in the city as well. So this might just be a little Hamptons getaway, a summer, you know, fun vacation home. Of course, it's right on the oceanfront property. So they will have a lovely summer there.
Right, absolutely. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Leonardo DiCaprio getting a little more serious with his next Victoria's Secret model girlfriend.
Absolutely. Leo seems to love his Victoria's Secret model girlfriends, but this one maybe could be the one. We'll see. He's obviously dating Erin Heatherton, and apparently they are moving in together. Sources told us that they've been spotting her all the time at his place. He even bought her a bike because he loves biking around the city so much. And then actually when I caught up with Erin a couple weeks ago in the city, she told me she loves living by the West Side Highway now, which just so happens to be where Leo lives. So she might have let that one slip a little bit.
For Leo to move in with somebody, I've always looked at him as kind of the same way you look at George Clooney, like he's probably never going to get married.
He dated Giselle for like 6 years and never got married.
Right.
And I think he just likes to date these Victoria's Secret models for years at a time, but he'll never settle down, just exactly like you said, like George Clooney.
I mean, I can't blame him. I certainly can't hate on him either, you know? I mean, hey, Leo DiCaprio,
God
bless you.
How long can it last? Is he going to be 80 and doing this? Probably.
Exactly. I mean, he'll certainly have the money to do it. We'll just have to see how well he ages, which you figure a guy like him with the type of money he has, probably good, right?
Yeah, I think he just goes through the catalog and picks out his next girlfriend.
Must be nice. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of the Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Have a great weekend.
You too.